That's called walking worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Not only that I have knowledge, I'm increasing in it. My knowledge is growing. I know more today. I knew yesterday. I know how to stand better today than I did yesterday. I know how to speak to the thing today better than I did yesterday. Yesterday, I had a little waver in my voice. But today is very clear and precise. Now you don't. In the name of Jesus, you're not doing it. Because this is what the word says. And I'm going to tell you, Satan is written, by his stripes we were healed. Not by his stripes, I'm trying to get my healing. By his stripes, we were healed. If you don't believe it, if you can't understand, let me read it to you. 1 Peter 1:23, who his own self, I mean 2:24, who his own self what? Bear our sins in his own body on a tree, that we've been dead to sin should live unto righteousness, and by his stripes, we were healed. Jesus did it, I can do it. Jesus did it, you can do it. I said, Jesus did it. What did he say in Matthew 4:4? Man, Satan said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to do what? Be made bread. What did Jesus say? It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. What did Satan do? He never said another word about it. He left that. Never brought it up again. Never mentioned it to him again. You and I have that same right to tell him. When he trying to tell you, you got this and you coming down with that and you going to leave with that, you tell him what's written. That's why he said, seek the kingdom of God and God's way of doing things and be right. He has to obey when you know it, but when you just repeating what you heard somebody else say, he knows that too. So he just keep pushing. But when he hear that, he know, whoa, I can't go there. I can't go there. I got to get out of here. Ooh, I'm fit to get something. He trying to get away before he release something else on him. Because he knows he can't handle that. He had ran into a saint that knows their rights. That's what happened. This is why he messed with your mind, messed with everything, trying to keep you from making a solid, sound commitment to God, no matter what. See, if when you start allowing Satan and people get involved and stop you from making that kind of commitment, you're not going to be much. I don't care what people say about me, what they do to me, and what they say. I don't care. I'm committed to God. They can speculate, say all they want. I'm just saying, I'm going to talk in tongue because I'm a tongue talker. All right. I pray in unknown tongue, and I don't care who know it. And I'm not trying to impress anybody. God gave it to me, and I found the best thing could have happened to me. To be full of the Holy Ghost. And Holy Spirit has so much more he want me to know. Hello? I say hello. Hallelujah. 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 I'm not just a churchgoer. I'm a member of the body of Christ. I'm not just one. What about you? I'm talking about me. Now you testify this for yourself. Are you just a bench warmer, a chair warmer, or are you a committed believer? You sitting up in this house because I'm ready to hear from God. I'm ready to hear from my Father. I'm ready to give him some praise. I'm ready to hear what he has to say to me today, because I know without him, my life would be nothing. See, we try to make stuff work with our own natural ability, but God wants you to know that he has supernatural ability to call your life to flourish and blossom. And win all the time. Because they had this thing about prayer, trying to be whatever. And it's just as wrong it can be. God never said a thing in the world like what they tried to quote. God said sometime yes, sometime no. And they grabbed their hand. Sometime he said, wait, yeah. That sounds so good to you. And all they said, God didn't say a word in that. God said, every promise I made you in Christ, they are yes and amen. That's what they are. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Then you can raise your voice. Then you can stand strong and tall and stand like a soldier standing at attention. Shoulders up, arms straight, feet pointed at an angle, body straight. Yes, sir. Because the master has spoken, and I obeyed the command. They had us to cling our heels together. These boots won't cling, they little rubbish thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we clinging them together like that, because we heard the command. Attention! Head straight. You ain't looking around yet. Then when they say, right faith, that means you look to the right. We heard the command. And see, people that give man that kind of respect, but they disrespect God. And they wonder why they're in trouble, because you will respect the command. You bullheaded. You won't do it your way. So go ahead. God said, I'm sorry you disrespect me. I told you what to do if you want that monkey off your back. If you want life to live and the devil can't stop you, do what I say, like I said, when I said, and you'll have what I said. Right in the midst of him trying to raise his stuff. I know I'm right. Hallelujah. So what do? We stand our ground. Hallelujah. We do what? We stand our ground. Hallelujah. Yeah, we do. Hallelujah. Shoo. Y'all know what? I don't know if I need to be saying, but I sure want to preach. But it ain't what I want to do. It's what he told me to do. Matthew 5:14. Matthew 5:14. We finally got there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew Gospel. 5:14 Passion Translation. It's all right. You can leave it there. If you can't find it, I got it right here, and then I'm going to read it. I got that also in the King James. I read the King James first, You're the light of the world. Who are you? See, he just told you who you are. And you have no business shying away trying to hide from the devil. Light don't hide from darkness. I'm going to say it again on this side. I said, light do not hide from darkness.